If you're feeling anxious right now, I want you to breathe with me. Let's take a deep breath in. Hold and slowly release. Good. Let's do another one. Breathing in deep. Hold and release. I know you're feeling uncomfortable right now. I know you didn't ask for this feeling, and I know you'd rather this feeling wasn't here. That's perfectly understandable. Nonetheless, these anxious feelings are here, and right now, I don't need you to change anything. I don't need you to make this feeling go away. It's okay. Whatever you're feeling, I will face it with you. We will get through this together. Right now, it's just me and you. You don't have to pretend or hide or fake anything with me. You don't have to be brave, you don't have to be confident, and you don't have to be strong right now. I have no expectations from you at all. You don't even have to be free from anxiety. In fact, I want you to give up this idea of trying to be calm and serene right now. You can feel as shaky as you need to feel. It's okay. If you happen to feel calm, that's good, but that's not our goal here. And I would never ask you to do something you can't do. So, let yourself off the hook. Allow yourself to feel as anxious as you need to feel. It's okay. I'm with you and you're doing great. I want you to know that right here in this moment, you are safe. Completely safe. Yes, you may be feeling fearful, but there's no real threat. It's just fight or flight chemicals rushing through your body. That's all. You don't need to fight or resist this feeling because there's no real threat to your safety. You don't need to change anything because you're not in danger. At times, we all feel anxious, worried, fearful, but full of despair. These are normal, natural feelings. Uncomfortable feelings are a normal part of being human. You don't have to judge yourself harshly for having human feelings. In fact, studies show that 1/5 of the human population is sensitive to anxiety. That's well over 1 billion people. We all have unique traits. Some people, they're sensitive to gluten. Other people have skin that's sensitive to the sun. You're simply less resilient to stress than other people. That's all. That's all it ever was. Honestly, there's no need to take this personally. These feelings do not define you in any way. It doesn't mean you're weak, broken, or faulty. It doesn't mean you haven't got what it takes, and it doesn't mean you don't deserve to be loved. Yes, I know you don't like this feeling, and you may be tempted to fight and resist it, but think of it this way. If you had a car you didn't particularly like, would you pick up a baseball bat and smash it to pieces? I don't think so. That would only add more suffering to the situation. So likewise, just allow the situation to be as it is. Just allow this feeling to be as it is. So let's put this in context. Really, at the end of the day, anxiety is just an intense feeling of discomfort. Once you drop your expectations and your concerns and your imagined fears, really all you're left with is just a simple sensation of discomfort. That's all it is. It's just like feeling too cold or too hot or having an itch that you just can't scratch. Yes, it's uncomfortable, but there's lots of things that are a lot more uncomfortable. It's not as bad as giving birth, so I'm told, breaking your leg, scalding yourself. The thing is, when you have sensations in your body, when you feel sensations in your body, it's up to your mind to judge your reaction and your response. These sensations don't have to mean anything unless you want them to. If you weren't telling yourself that something was wrong, there wouldn't even be a problem. You can put these feelings in the same category as a sneeze or the shivers. They're just bodily sensations, just something that happens and nothing to get too concerned about. At the end of the day, nothing that awful is going on. You can just shrug them off. I guess what I'm trying to say is that you can soften the struggle. I know that you may feel like you're dropping your protection when you soften the struggle, but this is a good thing. You lose that rock-like rigidity. You gain openings, you become more flexible, you start to flow, energy releases, and those intensive feelings, they start to discharge and flow. And trust me, you are stronger than you think. You have the capacity to take in what you normally think you can't. However, if it's too challenging to soften the struggle, that's okay too. You can just accept that you're struggling to soften the struggle. The most important thing is to just allow yourself to be wherever it is you are at. Just one breath at a time, that's all. So let's take another deep breath together. Breathing in. Hold and slowly release. Often we beat ourselves up when we feel anxious. We blame ourselves. We see ourselves as weak and not worthy and don't deserve to be loved. But the thing is, we end up treating ourselves most harshly, precisely when we need to support ourselves the most. So let's do something completely different. I want you to recognize that any anxious feelings that you're having are actually an integral part of you. A part of your deep inner self that is wounded and in pain. You may have been fighting and running away from and denying this part of you for years, but that's why it's been chasing after you. This part of you desperately wants to be loved, wants to feel safe, wants to be at peace, and wants to be recognized as good. It doesn't want to hurt anymore, and that's why it's desperately waiting for you to finally bring it home. So let's bring it home. We can do that by reaching out to that part of you that's suffering and warmly embracing it with a sense of tender compassion. In a way, we're trying to befriend it, as though we're bringing it home to ourselves. We all have a compassion side. It's built right into our DNA. Have you ever cried at a movie? Comforted a newborn baby? Helped a friend in need? Of course you have. That's your compassion side. It's there, and I want you to tap into it and start to feel a sense of compassion and empathy towards your own pain and suffering. I want you to start to nurture a feeling state within you that's somewhat warm and tender, has a sense of care, has a sense of love, and start to project it towards those anxious feelings. So what can we do to really help nurture that state of feeling compassion towards our anxiety? Well, one of the things we can do is we can start to talk to our anxiety as though we were a supportive friend. Hi, anxiety. Hi, jittery legs. Hi, sweaty hands. Hello to the discomfort in the back of my head. I'm sorry I've ignored you for so long. I realize that was a mistake now. To deny you is to deny myself. But you make me feel so uncomfortable. You do know that. But I guess that's okay. Everybody feels uncomfortable at times. I want you to know that you are an important part of me, of who I am. To reject you is to reject myself. And I know the more time I get to spend with you, the more familiar you become, and the less afraid I am of you. I can get to know you. We can be good friends. I will always be there for you. I will always take care of you. You will never be alone again. You can come to me anytime. You are always welcome. Visualize your uncomfortable feelings being showered and bathed with your positive heart energy, emanating deep within you. You can tenderly embrace your discomfort whilst still allowing that discomfort to exist. Think of a mother's love for a newborn child, an unconditional love, and be willing to bring it all home, no matter what, unconditionally, because it is all you. To accept it is to accept yourself. Look, I know this part can be challenging. I know this idea of being compassionate towards your feelings isn't supported by our society. But isn't it time we tried something else if the old way isn't working anymore? Trust me, this is powerful. This is transformative at a deep, deep level. The more you tenderly embrace your feelings of discomfort, the more the hard edges of anxiety begin to soften. They become unstuck and they flow within you, naturally discharging. And if you're finding this difficult, let me ask you, how much anxiety would you be willing to embrace right now? Could you embrace being 1% anxious? Would you be okay with 1%? Well, if you're okay with 1%, what about 5%? Or 15? Or 50? At what point does it become unacceptable? You decide whether or not it's acceptable. It's a simple choice. You can choose how much discomfort you're willing to embrace and be okay with. The boundary to what you accept is the boundary to your freedom. And as you become more comfortable with anxiety and discomfort, you will have more freedom. You will have less restrictions and more abilities in life. Let's take one more deep breath together. Big inhale. Hold. And a slow exhale. You know, it's important to realize that anxiety is much like the tide. These feelings tend to flow and ebb. Sometimes they're stronger and other times not so much. The thing is, it can take time for these feelings to dissolve. It could be a matter of minutes, hours, or even days. That's just the nature of these feelings. So in the meantime, it's so important to really drop that struggle. Befriend your feelings with compassion, and then afterwards, just get on with your day. By no longer putting all our energy into fighting what we don't want, we can instead redirect our energy towards the things that we do want. We can redirect our energy towards this amazing life that's unfolding right around us at this moment. We can allow ourselves to get absorbed into hobbies, interests, conversations, work, nature, whilst giving our uncomfortable feelings the freedom to run amok in the background. In time, all storms will pass. In time, this storm will pass. And know that I'm always here for you. You can play this audio anytime that you need me by your side.